a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Celine Dion, icon, and just a beautiful human who seems to...
I will miss you.
What are you doing with your face?
I'm getting into it.
Oh.
Is that what that is?
Well, singing.
I would nearly rang 000.
Okay.
I've just never seen eyebrows do that
All
before.
All right. Speaking of, my eyebrows are so hairy at the moment. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Oh, there they go again.
Does that hit you somewhere that you feel like you could, like, achieve something? You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Like, I feel like...
Don't ever make the mistake of thinking you can achieve
Thank
something.
You. Anyway, I am...
Underrated. Think twice. Underrated.
I'm with you. I'm with you. You always choose a good one.
Thanks, mate.
And I know Celine's a bit of a weird spot for you because it brings back a lot of memories.
Road trip memories, I'm quite triggered. Yeah.
Because your mum loved listening to Celine.
Yeah, God, yeah.
I Am Celine Dion is a brand.
Had to have this one in it.
Okay, tell your story.
So, I Am Celine Dion is a new documentary about singer Celine Dion. I can't. It's so hard to talk. It's coming to Prime Video in June. Okay, now she's 56 years old, but we know that she suffers with stiff person syndrome. So that has kept her out of the limelight for quite a while. Very sad. I mean, she lost her husband and she lost her brother. She's just had trauma after trauma, this poor woman. You were my strength when I was weak. You were my strength. Classic
Tom. I mean, the discography is incredible from the woman.
Seriously. So, feature length documentary.
Why are you taking so long to tell this story?
Yeah. It's the longest trending ever.
God, man, just get it out. Spit it out, woman.
So, the official synopsis reads, an emotional, energetic and poetic love letter to music, I Am Celine Dion captures more than a year of filming as the legendary singer navigates her journey towards living an open and authentic life amidst illness. So, June 25th is when this one is coming out and we're going to see a lot about how she, you know...
So many fists waving in the studio.
Me and I just had
just
a moment.
Just double fisting it all over the place. You are, you're reaching to the skies, cheering, singing along. It's very emotional. Like, you're going both hands. You've given up? Yes. Ruined it. Got there, guys. Geez, it took like seven songs, but we got there.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Something caught my eye, very random in the news today. Log, I thought old mate here, our co-host, would do something like this.
What?
Something so very, very random.
Very extra?
Yeah, just like a little bit of look at me type stuff.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you agree already.
Quite the show pony.
Yeah. I'm not sure you've gone quite to this level yet in your career, but it's possibly ahead of you. So a canoe club Commodore, didn't know there was such a thing.
Canoe club Commodore.
Yeah.
Commodore.
The old triple C.
Yes.
More of a reverse admiral, a rear admiral.
Rear admiral.
Yeah, I'm the rear admiral. I do the reverse admiral.
I can't with you.
It's followed by a Cleveland.
Okay.
This particular Commodore has sailed, Tommy, the largest pumpkin grown in Australia down a local river.
Good on him. Good on him.
In what he believes is likely to be a world first. You reckon?
No, because people are really really big on their pumpkins.
Yeah, they are. But sailing one down the river is probably going to be a world first.
This guy's big in his pumpkin, isn't he?
he's inside the 407-kilogram pumpkin.
Wow.
So it is giant. Down the Tumut, T-U-M-U-T, yep. River in sort of New South Wales, Riverina area.
Okay.
He's jumped in there. A mate of his has grown the pumpkin and planned on using it for stock feed.
Okay.
Oh, it's so big.
I was going to say, like, let's go through their options. What are they going to do with it? What's a 400 kilo?
407 kilos.
407 kilo pumpkin, right? So stock feed?
Yeah.
You could also hollow it out, keep the outside bit and sort of give the food to people who need food, yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of pumpkin soup.
Yeah, you can make like just a giant jack-o'-lantern for Halloween, if it'll last that long.
That would be cool.
What about you could make a carriage to be pulled by a horse and a princess could go in it?
Oh, my God.
That's a great idea. Well, it's nicknamed Cinderella.
Yeah, well, that's probably
right. Oh, bless.
Mm. Yeah. But instead, he's decided, well, he's probably... I mean, it's funny what he's doing. He maybe wasted all those possible opportunities that you've
listed. I think he was definitely wasted.
But he's canoed it down the river. Everybody who is going past, though, just thinks it's absolutely priceless.
Yeah.
He thinks the attention now garnered from it is making him famous as well.
Oh.
Good on him.
And he said, I think the worldwide fame will wear off pretty soon. I won't end up like Taylor Swift. I'll just get back to life as normal.
Oh, my God. Everyone's running to go and see this man.
Amazing.
How does pumpkins stay upright?
He probably uses paddles.
Yeah, maybe.
He's using paddles.
I feel like that is such a great way. We should start. You know how one of the famous phrases is, you're up creek without a paddle.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe it could be like, get in your pumpkin boat and paddle on.
Mm.
That's what we can say to Tom.
Yeah, maybe that can be a new one for
please,
us.
Please. Oh, please. Please don't try that on me until you brainstorm it. Workshop it a bit more, please, or I will destroy you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I want to chat about sports bras. Now, you two, I mean, it's not really your area. Unless it is, and then that's fine. But as far as I'm aware, you two have never spoken about sports bras.
Never, not once. No.
No.
Do you wear a support one when you're doing sort of your bench or your pec deck?
No.
Pec deck.
That's not where I need support.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Yuck. Anyway, so this study came out, and I was like, oh, I consider myself a fairly clean person. I know. You two see the worst of me.
No, mate, it's fine.
You do.
No, you're great.
If I worked 9 to 5, you would be like, whoa, who's that chick? Who's that chick?
But why is she getting here at 9? She was due here at 4.
Yeah. But it's 4 a.m. Sorry, I don't care. So a lot of these things, the stats have shocked me a little bit.
It is fun when people who work 9 to 5 in the building are like, why don't you take a bit of sort of pride?
Yeah.
Like, all right, you be here at 5 and you tell us how much pride.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there's no
that's
pride.
Right. I agree with both of you.
So, yeah, Mr. Roll.
Yeah, the old 7 a.m. beautiful showered 7 a.m.
That's right.
As
yeah,
if.
Time for a shower.
Yeah, good luck. How often would you say people wash their sports bra?
Every time they use it.
That seems like the appropriate answer, to be honest.
Every
as
time
someone
they
who's
use
not
it?
Sort of I'm sports bra adjacent, but I've never sort of had my own to take care of.
Just think about it. A sports bra is used in the in an activity, an exercise, a sport. So therefore there is sweating, there is perspiration, there is you know what? Just wash it.
Know what? I don't know what. No, yeah, I get
aroma.
What you mean. Aroma.
Aroma.
It's aroma.
Musk.
Parfum de l'orgue. So they did
emphasis
a study.
Emphasis on the O death.
Yeah. They did a study and they said that, a fifth of people have said that they wear the same bra
One
in five people say they wear the same sports bra up to 3 times before washing it. Right? And... You know, okay, that's fine. But then 1 in 10 people say they rewear it up to 6 times.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Embarrassingly for me, that's where I sit. Because bras don't get washed. Bras aren't like undies. You can go weeks, months without washing your bra. Oh. It's just the way it is.
Months?
Yeah. All girls like to think you're not like that, but let's be real for a second.
Months?
Yeah.
We've talked about this before because it blew. Yeah, that blew my mind.
Yeah, too. Exactly right. Yeah. Sports bras, a little bit different, but still.
Six times.
Six times.
So I'm assuming you're not exercising wearing one 6 days in a row. This might be like six
over
times
a period of a year.
No. No, but it's like if I go to yoga, yeah, I sweat. But then I'm like, okay, but that's just my sports bra. And then I'll do, when I do yoga again in 3 days' time.
It's good sweat, is it? It's like perfume. Do you
harmonious sweat.
Do you hold it out the window as you drive home and sort of air it out?
But I just wanted to know, am I alone? Is there someone out there me? When they say 1 in 10, I think it's way more. And I just think people are lying. Let's be open about this. Come on. If you were someone that wears your sports bra more than 6 times before you wash it, I would love to hear from you right now.
52232955. If you would like to call up and call Loggy disgusting, what an animal. Go for your life. Give us a call.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
If you're like me, come on. Literally air out your dirty laundry with me. And if you want to say that I'm disgusting, well, fine, the phones are open too.
Ed in St. Albans Park, how often do you wash your sports bra, mate?
I refuse to answer that. Seriously, Miss Tamascus,
yes.
Why have you not got multiple sports bras?
Do you know how expensive they are? They're like $90 each.
So your body's not worth it then? Your health is not worth it?
Don't you put that guilt trip on me. Don't you dare put that. No, I have two. I do actually have two. One that's like on its last legs. And one that it's, yeah. What,
one
so you have one and a half.
You got it, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I have one and a half. and that's me. I don't know what to tell you, fellas.
One for the first half of the year and one for the second half.
Yeah.
And Tom's supposed to be the TA. That's the sad thing.
I'm the TA of the team.
Lift your game, girl. Lift your game.
I know where Tom wants to go with this.
Sports bra supposed to be doing the lifting. Supporting. No. Okay. No. Thanks, Ed.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Now. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action.
A game we like to play on a Wednesday where two of us three will act out a scene from a movie and the third team member needs to take what they're giving and turn it into a name and then say that name.
That was a great
explanation. Okay. Are you the one who's doing the acting or what?
No, I was just feeling the thespian in the room.
Yeah. Get your hands off me.
Channeling that thespian energy.
Mm.
Big thespian. No,
are you done?
Trying to. having too much fun
That's
with it.
Okay.
I'm looking
we
forward to
fun.
This, guys. I'm
we
looking forward
fun.
To this.
Yeah, so Loggy and I are going to do the acting. You're going to do the guessing.
Yeah, yeah. And it is thanks to our mates at Stan, the biggest lineup of entertainment, only on Stan. Now, you ready to go? I'm going to turn this background music down.
Okay, we know your music knowledge is limited, so concentrate. Listen to our great acting.
Movie knowledge?
Yeah, that's the one.
I was so confused then. We'll say and scene at the end. Okay.
Dude.
Focus, dude. Dude. Oh, he lives. Hey, dude.
Oh, what happened?
Saw the whole thing, dude. First you were like, whoa. And we were like, whoa. And you were like, whoa.
What are you talking about?
You, Mini-Man, taking on the jellies. You got serious thrill issues, dude. Awesome.
Oh, my stomach. Oh.
Oh, man. Hey, no hurling on the shell, dude. Okay, just waxed it.
So, Mr. Turtle.
Whoa, dude. Mr. Turtle is my father. The name's Crush.
Crush, really? Okay, Crush. I need to get to the East Australian Current, EAC.
Oh, dude, you're riding on it, dude. Check it out.
And scene.
Brilliant. Bravo. Oh, bravo,
so
Cameron Ling.
I know.
I know what a leap that was for you to channel the surfer energy too. I know how you feel about that sort of style.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Beautifully handled by both of you. Great supporting role there, Loggy. And I know this one because he is my favourite character in this movie.
Really?
And it's Finding Nemo.
Yes.
What happened?
Oh, I saw the whole thing, dude. First you were all like, whoa. And then we were like, whoa. And then you were like, whoa.
What are you talking about?
You, Minnie Man, taking on the jellies.
Do you know, to be fair, at first I thought, is it Bill and Ted's? Because it's got the real Bill and Ted's vibes. But no, well done, guys.
Yay.
I got one.
Yes.
I never get
well
them.
Done.
Hooray. All right.
Fun. That was a good one, love.
Beautifully,
great job.
Beautifully delivered, Cameron Ling, for sure. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan, and we will play I Feel Seen again next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Loggy, you have something that you want to bring to the table. However, before you do that, I just need to bring something to the table.
Oh, that's okay.
Wow.
This morning, during the show, off air, you have led us on a merry chase.
Oh, seriously?
Uphill, down dale, and around the block.
What?
Much like Jenny. You have led us on quite the chase. You've had us doubting ourselves. You've had us questioning.
Is it?
Everything about our lives. Everything we think we know.
And claiming not to care about things.
Okay.
I don't care. It's not important. But I'll hint at this and hint at that. It's not, is it, Tommy?
It is.
Is it today?
No, it's not.
Uh-huh.
It was brought to my attention. I had a moment this morning. I was like, hang on, what date is it? Because April has really, I don't know if anyone else is feeling this, but April's really just snuck up on
flown.
Us. It's just the fact that it's even here already. It's like, wow, how did we get to...
I know.
Like
it's scary.
A third
I'm
of the
scared.
Way through the year.
I know.
It's crazy. Anyway, then I had that thought, and then I thought, hang on a second. I reckon Loggy's birthday's in April. I reckon it's like the 24th or the 22nd or something. And I said as much to you off air.
And your response was?
Nah.
Nah, you missed it.
You're like,
the 12th.
Nah, first she said, nah, it's in August. It's
that
in
was
August.
Ridiculous.
And I said, that's stupid because Carly's birthday's in August, so I would remember if both of you girls' birthdays were in the same month.
Mm.
No, I know it's another A month. It's April. And you're like, nah. And then you did say it was the 12th.
And I said, you missed it.
Yeah, we missed it. It made us feel bad. But then you're like, oh, yeah, but I don't care. But you did because you brought it up.
And
I said, don't worry about it. It's
and
gone.
You said it's duly noted. It has been noted. So if it was the 12th, that would have been last Friday when you weren't here, which would have meant it was not our fault if we had have actually forgotten that it was your birthday.
Mm.
But we didn't forget. Oh, no. Look, I may have only remembered a few days out, but I did not forget your birthday. Now, I am wrapping it up for a little while today, so I can't do anything about it.
Oh, don't leave
however,
it on my shoulders.
However,
no.
There is one man in this studio who will be here on Monday. For Loggy's 47th birthday.
How do you know it's Monday? You don't
because
know.
Your beautiful partner.
Jimmy James.
Jimmy James did finally reply to my text message because I've done frantic emailing. I can access your personal files because I'm your line manager, but the office was locked that they're in, so I wasn't able to get to them and look myself. But Jimmy James has confirmed my suspicions. Your birthday is on Monday. You're turning 39, I want to say.
I am.
Congratulations, mate.
Yeah.
No one thought you could do it.
I know, me either. But the thing is, as is different on this show, Lingy and I have the same style of birthday.
Yeah.
As opposed to you on the 1st of Feb, when you start telling us your birthday's on the 1st of March.
Yes.
And we start getting hints and, my birthday and all this type of stuff. Lingy and I, we don't...
You should have been talking about it for the last 3 weeks, mate. Why wouldn't you?
No, because it's...
We like to let it sail by as opposed to the whole world needing to focus on your birthday.
Okay, if you guys are such twin flames, it's like... We're basically the same person. Which is, as you can imagine, barely frustrating for me.
Yeah.
you do with that what you will, okay?
Yeah.
If you know so well, Cameron, how Loggy thinks, by all means, you do what you want to do for her on Monday and just put my name on it, okay?
Are you saying I should flip the script on Monday and, like, go all out?
I'm not. Well, why would I say that? Because I know you won't anyway.
No, you're right, because I'll forget. You would realise about 2 minutes to nine.
That's all right.
So, Dodsy, if you're listening.
No.
Lingy's wife, Dodsy,
no,
if you're
Dodsy.
Listening, please make something happen. Please make Cameron do something for Loggy on Monday. I want to hear all about it. I want to see it on the socials,
how
okay?
How convenient.
Yeah, oh, mate, I'm going to do this every year. This is amazing.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.